KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everybody, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This is Michael Brown. I wanted to call it The Weekend with Michael Brown because it's the weekend. Brilliant marketing. Put together a committee. We studied that for weeks and weeks and weeks, maybe for a minute or two. Anyway, if you would like to participate in the program, the rules of engagement are real easy. You just simply text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. I read every single, now I don't reply to every single text message, but I read every single text message or email that you send me. I just make sure everybody understands that. Or if you want to know, like, where to find an affiliate or where to listen or when to listen, because different affiliates play the program at different times throughout the weekend. You can simply do that and find all of the social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, to follow me on, which I would encourage you to do because sometimes I'm funny and sometimes nasty on social media, but I have fun doing it. You can do all of that by simply going to michaelsweekendshow.com. Yeah, we just changed it to that. It's easier to remember. michaelsweekendshow.com. There's a lot of COVID news that's beginning to kind of break out, kind of like the contagion. And it's happening sooner than I expected. Now, for those of you that, just a little background. When COVID first hit, our blowtorch station here in the Denver cluster, KOA News Radio, asked me to do a one-hour program every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Mountain Time to solely discuss nothing but COVID. It was, in addition to my other shows, I did that one, and it was fascinating because it gave me the opportunity to have to research everything I could find out about COVID. And generally I found, in fact, I would say more than generally, I would find that 99% of the time I was swimming upstream from what the downstream media was trying to cram down our throats. And I was able to do that because, one, as a lawyer, I know how to do research. Two, having as many doctors that I do as friends and in family, I had a lot of sources to go to ask a lot of questions about what's really going on here. And as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I kind of know how things work inside the Beltway. So I say all of that to give this one caveat that just pisses me off that I have to give every time I talk about this. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But I don't consider the mRNA shots to be a vaccine. You know, we take a polio vaccine because the polio vaccine prevents you from contracting polio. That's a vaccine. We know anecdotally and scientifically that the mRNA shots do not prevent SARS-CoV-2, which is commonly referred to as COVID-19. That's an unassailable fact. You want the best example in the world of that? Joe Biden. Joe Biden goes out and brags about how he's gotten every vaccine can, you know, that is possibly related to COVID-19, And yet he contracts COVID-19, what, two or three times? Yet every booster shot still gets the COVID. So my only point is, as we start this discussion, I refuse to call the mRNA vaccines a vaccine because they do not prevent COVID. Now, they may have other beneficial effects. They may prevent you from getting a severe case of COVID, or they might prevent you from, or they might cause you to have COVID that is asymptomatic. In other words, you might actually have COVID, but you have none of the symptoms of COVID. So that's my caveat, and I want you to understand that's the baseline from which I bring you this story in particular. I want to start, before I get to the main point, about a story that broke about what Tony Fauci was doing prior to the lockdowns. Before I get to that story, I want to establish another baseline that comes to us from Germany. This past week, German researchers reported that young children were significantly more likely to have side effects following the mRNA shots than from any other vaccines that we've ever given any other kids. The children were also more likely to have severe side effects. They studied 7,800 children under the age of five who received the mRNA shots. 10 of those 7,800, the adverse reaction was so severe that they required hospitalization. No children who received any other shots of any other kind ever needed any hospitalization during this study time. The German study examined Pfizer's mRNA shots. And the German study, which studies the Pfizer shots, adds to very little noticed and troubling safety data from Moderna's own clinical trial of its mRNA shots in children under the age of five. The reports come out right now, even as the Federal Vaccine Advisory Committee met and unanimously added the mRNA shots to the standard childhood vaccine schedule. And what does that do? That paves the way for states to require them in school. Oh, your kid doesn't have the COVID shot, and your kid can't come to school. But wait a minute. There's no evidence that children under the age of 16 or 17 need these shots. And in fact, the evidence shows that they actually have stronger natural immunity than any beneficial effect of the mRNA shot itself. Now, Moderna, you got Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. Moderna has never published nor publicized its clinical trial safety data, which showed that 24 out of fewer than 4,800 children suffered a serious adverse event, such as a high fever or swelling of 4 inches or more, following the shot. But the rate of 1 in 200 was nearly three times higher than the rate in kids who got a placebo shot. So when Moderna did its clinical safety trial, that's not the same as a clinical trial, which would lead to a fully approved vaccine as opposed to an emergency use authorization shot. They found that the rate of 1 in 200 was nearly three times that, was three times higher than the rate in kids who got a placebo. The gap was particularly noticeable in the Moderna study in children under the age of two. 15 of the 1,800 children that age who got the shot did have an adverse event compared to only one out of 600 who got a placebo. Now, one who received the Moderna vaccine suffered a fever so high that he had a seizure, which investigators in the investigation, this is not me talking, these are the FDA and CDC investigators, said that that fever was so high and it was directly causally linked to the vaccine, to the shot. This comes from the CDC. One vaccine recipient experienced two SAEs, fever and febrile seizure, that the investigator and FDA determined to be potentially related to the vaccine. So now with the advisory committee for the CDC meeting and adding the COVID mRNA shots to the childhood vaccine schedule, these studies simply provide more evidence of the dangers of the shots to young kids. And at the same time, the shots appear to provide little to no protection against Omicron for kids, with some real-world data suggesting that they actually increase the risk of infection within months. Now, do you want to give your kid a shot that actually increases the risk of infection within months after taking the shot? You see, there's something's wrong in River City. When you, by the way, when the advisory committee for the CDC met, it was on a Zoom call. What does this tell you about the advisory committee? You're sitting in your own office. It's a Zoom call. So you better put on a mask. I watched and saw part of the meeting and then saw screenshots of the meeting in which at least four or five of the 15, so up to a third of them, were sitting either in their homes or in their offices with a mask on during a Zoom meeting. So what do you think they're going to do? Of course they're going to add the mRNA shots to the childhood vaccine schedule, because they're nut jobs. The Moderna side effect data got little attention because Moderna refuses to publish the trial results in any journal. Now, the trial ended back in February. What is that? That's 8-9 months ago. At that time, Moderna did put out a press release claiming that the trial, which showed that the shots reduced the risk of Omicron by maybe 40%, had successfully met its primary endpoint. Instead, the side effect findings are buried in a paper published on the CDC's website back in June. A Canadian government website offers additional details. The CDC apparently received the side effect data only after its investigators asked Moderna directly. And that is footnoted on the CDC website. Moderna, 2022, personal communication data, between March 22 and June 3 of 2022. Why would Moderna hide their safety trials from investigators from the CDC? Well, one, because they don't want the CDC to see what the safety trial showed. And two, and probably even more importantly, and a larger issue is this. CDC, Moderna can just tell the CDC to shove it. We're not going to give you this info. So a pharmaceutical company regulated by the FDA and the CDC refuses to turn over its clinical safety trial data? I say screw you. Wait a minute. You know why I say screw you? First of all, that's the kind of data that the CDC and the FDA are entitled to receive. And second of all, we're paying for it. We were paying for Pfizer and J&J and Moderna to create these vaccines, these shots. So by golly, we have a right to see that because we paid for it. Let's go back to the German paper. The German paper in the German study adds to the concerns about the shots for young kids. Germany has not approved the mRNA shots for kids, but it allows parents to use them off-label if they sign a waiver, an informed consent waiver. So the Germans have said, yeah, we can't approve these shots for kids, but we're libertarian enough that you can use the shot off-label if you want to, but you have to sign a waiver and an informed consent that basically says you understand the risk of doing so, and the German government and the pharmaceuticals cannot be held liable because you're going to use it off-label against our recommendation. Wow. You ever heard that reported? No. What did we do in this country? We give the pharmaceutical companies immunity from liability. Just blanket liability. Even if you took or you gave your child the shot, and the child developed a severe adverse reaction, an SAE, and that child became, I don't know, brain damaged, died, paralyzed, lost kidney function. I mean, any number of things. And you can show a direct causal link between the shots and that happening, you can't sue. That's wrong. More, let's go next to what we found out about what Tony Fauci was quietly discussing now that we've got a little background. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. Go to michaelsweekendshow.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Niler loved working in IT, but he wanted more.
I knew I could make more money if I was certified.
His boss encouraged him to go to My Computer Career.
My manager knew that I'd be more valuable.
The experience was top-notch.
I was able to take classes on my laptop. Now I can work from home. You can get into IT within less than a year.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Check out My Computer Career. If I can do it, I know anybody can.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Talking about COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2 shots, the mRNA shots. So there was indeed a lot of big COVID news this week, but it didn't get covered a lot. And I think it's worthwhile understanding. We truly need to start objectively looking at everything that occurred during the pandemic. Everything from the lockdowns, government reactions, government actions, how we reacted as people. How the vaccines or the shots were developed, the efficacy of the shots. I mean, all of that stuff needs to be studied. Because there will be another pandemic, hopefully not in our lifetimes, but there will. But it also needs to be studied because it gives us great insight into how corrupt our government's become. I want to emphasize something. I think our government is corrupt not because we have a small R Republican form of government, but we have people that have been elected and that work in the administrative state, all of the bureaucrats all over the world, all over the country, that corrupt the system. And that can only be changed when we change the people that represent us in the government. And that's why it's important to understand what happened with COVID. So you have, along with the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, you have, along with their effort to normalize the COVID so-called vaccines for kids, and then you have that German paper showing just how terrible an idea that would be, then you have a huge Japanese study that finds that myocarditis deaths doubled in the 4 weeks after the vaccines. And then we have Dr. Anthony Fauci's calendar for the winter of 2020. There's a group. I love groups that do this kind of stuff. You've got Judicial Watch, that is a conservative legal action group that goes in and files amicus briefs in courts that go in and sue for freedom of information documents. Well, this one is called Open the Books. And it just pried out of the National Institute of Health's cold, dead hands Tony Fauci's calendar. Now, I find that interesting because my calendar, when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, was subject to FOIA requests. And oftentimes, the media would request my calendar to see who I was meeting with, to see where I was going to, where I was flying, and what I was doing when I was flying certain places. I had no problem giving that out. But we had to pry it out of the cold, dead hands of the CDC and the NIH to find out what Dr. Fauci was doing. Well, stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you what he was doing. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael in your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Seed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000 ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54%. By 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The Society of Animal Artists 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The NERPON open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend. Glad to have you with me. Michael Brown here. That's why we call it The Weekend with Michael Brown. That'll be brilliant. Radio brilliance right there. Rules of engagement are easy. If you want to text me, just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And if you want to learn more about me, follow me on social media, stream the program live, or get the podcast, you can always go to michaelsweekendshow.com. Yeah, we just changed it to that. Easier to remember. michaelsweekendshow.com. So back to Dr. Fauci. Why would we care about Dr. Fauci's calendar? Government calendars are amazing. Let me tell you how they work. They're not like a calendar that you might keep. Most people at Dr. Fauci's level, for example, I had a scheduler. When I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I had a person who was a full-time scheduler. all that she did, she was a wonderful woman, loved her, still loved her to death. She controlled my schedule, meetings, trips, lodging. I mean, every conceivable thing on my calendar. My calendar as the undersecretary was just full. I mean, it was, you know, we laugh sometimes about civil servants and they don't work very hard, but I can tell you that political appointees work their butts off. It's a 24-hour, 7-day job, particularly in Homeland Security. So you're running FEMA and you're doing all this stuff. My calendar was just constantly changing, and there were meetings out the wazoo on those calendars. You get a calendar if you're a journalist. Journalist, I use that term loosely. If you're a reporter and you want to kind of get an idea of maybe what's a priority in presidential administration, you'll go to undersecretaries or the secretaries and you look at their calendars. Now, you look at Joe Biden's calendar, it's pretty much empty. It's, you know, oatmeal in the morning, you know, pudding mid-morning and a mid-afternoon nap, and then, you know, whatever. Everybody else's calendar is just jam-packed. And looking at those calendars can tell you either something about what's coming down the pike or what's already happening or what's a priority or not a priority. That's why Dr. Fauci's calendar is so important. Now, don't get too excited. There's a lot of good stuff, but it's very heavily redacted, Tony Fauci's is. Like the famous February 1 meeting with Jeremy Farrar, at which Tony Fauci and all of his comrades definitely did not concoct his cover story for the origins of SARS-CoV-2, which definitely did not leak from a Chinese lab in Wuhan, that America's doctors had been funding through Peter Daszak and the Equal Health Alliance. And, of course, I say that all with tongue in cheek, because that February 1 meeting is exactly what they were doing. There's just so many conspiracies and so little time here. A lot of what was left on the calendar is what you would expect. Many, many, lots of media hits. Because, you know, he had to be out in front of the media all the time. You know, on the calendar, you even find where he goes on Stephen Curry's podcast. And now the sadly canceled Jesus and Miro show. Plus, there are separate meetings with Stephanie Banchel and Stephen Hahn of Moderna, the NIH's partner in crime. I mean vaccine development. James Ledoux and Ralph Barak, who might know a thing or two about what the Bat Lady was up to in Wuhan, they show up too. But then you get to February 27, 8:30 in the morning, is this entry. Well, there's three entries. 8 a.m., call with Hannah Valentine, reference Dr. Corbett, will call us. 8:30, discuss COVID-19 quarantine with Ming Lei, room 7A03. Canceled at 9 o'clock. COVID sub-task force call. The Secretary's Operations Center. Discuss COVID-19 quarantine. Now, why on earth would Dr. Fauci be taking time from his busy day to do that at a time when the United States had not a single confirmed COVID death? But there it is. Discuss COVID-19 quarantine with Ming Lei. Now, Ming Lei appears to be the director of the Division for Research Capacity Building at the NIH's National Institute of General Medical Sciences. So was America's doctor looking for an update for the Chinese lockdowns or Italy's sudden panic or something closer to home? I think something closer to home. I think they were looking at and actually considering lockdowns and quarantines. Huge difference. Because this is quarantine. Discuss COVID-19 quarantine with Ming Lei. I think they were conspiring on that date, on Thursday, February 27, 2020. We hadn't had one confirmed death. Oh, but the panic was in. The media was all in. Run for the hills. Hide. We got to lock down. And I remember saying at the time, the government has no authority to lock down society entirely. And if they do, the economic and political ramifications will be huge. And quite frankly, if you start quarantining or attempting to quarantine large swaths of the American population, that's in direct violation of the Constitution. The Constitution basically says if you want to do something like that, you have to do it in the least restrictive means possible. The court has ruled on this numerous times. You can't just apply something blanket that takes away your constitutional rights, like speech or the right of association or religion, without so narrowly refining it and so narrowly restricting it that it only affects those where the government has a vested legitimate interest in keeping those particular people from harming society in general. So why not quarantine those who are over the age of 75? Now listen closely before you jump to any conclusions here. Over the age of 75 and have comorbidities and have other factors which might cause them to be at risk for themselves, and thus they should be asked, not ordered, asked to quarantine at home. And the rest of us go about our business. Because now we have the studies that show the lockdowns didn't make any difference. It didn't stop the spread. It didn't stop deaths. But it did destroy an economy. And it did set in motion that whole thing that the World Health Organization and the people at the World Economic Forum all wanted to do, which is to induce Barack Obama's final point of fundamentally transforming America. And so they started picking winners and losers. And Dr. Fauci was considering that in February of 2020, before anything had happened. Now, before you say, and I agree, but before you say, well, shouldn't he have actually been discussing that? Yes. But only in the context that I just described. Not the blanket quarantine, which he admitted in press conferences in the White House Brady briefing room that was under consideration. Instead, the most narrowly confined of restrictions and the government not picking in winners and losers, the government not saying Home Depot, you can stay open, and you can still sell appliances and lumber and nails and whatever else, but this hardware store over here, you have to close down. Or Costco, you can stay open and you can sell appliances, but the appliance factory store over here, you have to shut down. It was so blatantly unconstitutional, and yet we just folded like a cheap suit and went along with it. That's why seeing what's happening now in terms of the history of where we were is why it's so important for us to focus on that. Wednesday, 4 months after the vaccines began in young children, the Moderna investigators published a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine. Deep in the paper's appendix, Moderna disclosed a case of new-onset type 1 diabetes in a one-year-old girl that its investigators found was indeed vaccine-related. That is a very serious vaccine-caused side effect that occurred in the trial, and as far as I've been able to determine, has never been mentioned anywhere else before. On page 62 of the paper's 68-page appendix in table S26, Moderna charts all the side effects reported in the trial, serious or not serious. The footnotes to the table S226 contain this short note. The other serious adverse event considered related was new-onset type 1 diabetes mellitus and diabetic ketoacidosis in a one-year-old female reported 37 days post-dose 2. I'm not a doctor. I would never tell anybody what to do. But I can tell you that even though the CDC has added the SARS-CoV-2 shots to the school, childhood school age vaccine recommended list, I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. And quite frankly, get ready for a fight. Because states who have extended their emergency powers, they're just looking for excuse. Mark my words. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103, or to follow me on social media and do all the other stuff, simply go to michaelsweekendshow.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of eating bland-tasting shrimp from every other country besides the good old USA? 95% of shrimp consumed in this country come from overseas countries like China and India. Before you settle on imported shrimp, why not feed your family a quality product that supports hard-working American fishermen by ordering from U.S.-based processor Biloxi Shrimp Co. With Biloxi Shrimp, there is a difference. Whatever type of shrimp you're craving for your cookout, cocktail, or family dinner, Biloxi Shrimp offers the highest quality wild-caught shrimp by experienced American shrimpers, direct from the Gulf Coast, out of the plant, and to your door. The owners, Mark and Jonathan, they've been doing this with family for generations. You won't be disappointed. Order from BiloxiShrimpCo.com and you will taste the love and heritage of the Gulf Coast in every bite. Here's a limited offer. Order today at BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order. Do it today and you'll be hooked on Biloxi.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's that time of year again for the Sundial Riffle Raffle. A tradition for over 30 years, the raffle has always been about our kids. And this year, we're not ducking out. Over $5 million has been raised for substance abuse prevention and youth development, and the Sundial Riffle Raffle is ready to raise more. The grand prize winner of the raffle will receive $10,000 cash, and second place will receive a houseboat vacation. Enter today at sundialriffleraffle.com and continue supporting our kids.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I wanted to say a great appreciation to all of you listeners and to all you affiliates that tune in and carry this show over the weekend. I really do appreciate everybody listening. And remember, regardless of when you listen to the program, on podcast or your local affiliate carries it at a different time, you can always text me, because I read text messages all the time. They're always open. So you can always text Mike or Michael to 33103, regardless of when you're listening to this program, or regardless of when your local affiliate carries it. I'm always reading the text messages. So if you have anything to say, always do that. I want to close out today with, I want to have a little fun. As if we haven't had fun earlier today. Male trees are they're not as high maintenance as female trees. Ron Klain, you may or may not know, is the chief of staff to the president of the United States of America. That's probably the most powerful person in the White House. Controls access, other than maybe the first lady, controls access to the president, determines his schedule, determines everything. He was on with Anderson Cooper on CNN, and he had something to say. It was kind of interesting.
Sure. According to the normally a president might be out holding big campaign rallies. According to the New York Times, I think President Trump held 26 rallies in October of 2018. Yeah. Former President Obama held 16 rallies in October of 2010. Clearly, a lot of candidates, Democratic candidates in close contests, don't seem to want the president campaigning for them with big rallies.
Yeah, you know, Anderson, and both President Obama, I was here, I'll share responsibility for it, and President Trump got walloped in the midterms. So I don't think it should surprise anyone that we're not using the strategy that failed in 2010 and the strategy that failed in 2018. Instead, what you're seeing is the president is traveling the country with Democrat elected officials, with Democratic candidates, like he was in Pennsylvania today with John Fetterman, our candidate for Senate there. And he's talking about the issues that really impact people, infrastructure, costs, choice, a long line of issues that he's talking about. So I don't think rallies have proved effective for candidates in the midterms, and so we're trying something different that we think will be effective.
Ron Klain, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, the president's not holding big rallies because they're afraid that the Democrats are going to get walloped in the midterms if he does. Maybe it's also because they don't really want him to go off script like he does here, where he claims that he was a full professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Reality? He never taught a single class.
So I became a full professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
No, sir. You did not do that. You didn't do that at all. Or this one. Now, you should know that James Eastland, a former United States senator, was a segregationist, but he was also a Democrat. You know, kind of like Senator Byrd was the Grand Wizard of whatever he was, of the KKK, and a Democrat. Nobody ever wants to talk about that. Nobody ever wants to talk about James Eastland either. Kind of the same thing.
And it used to be that way all through the Senate. I mean, I served with Jim Eastland, Strom Thurmond. You know, I served with really conservative members of the United States Senate. But afterwards, after we'd argue like hell, we'd go down to the Senate dining room and everybody'd eat together. There was still an understanding that the differences may be profound, but they don't justify the kind of activities you're seeing today.
Why don't you, Mr. President, and I fought the reporter. Mr. President, why don't you tell us, Strom Thurmond, what party was he in? Oh, he was Republican. Senator Eastland, what was he? Well, he was a Democrat. Yeah. Why can't we just tell the truth about stuff? Then he's on his way to Marine One.
Disagree with your gender policies.
What do you say to people who disagree with your gender policies? And he screams back.
Gender policies.
My gender policies?
Gender policies like bathrooms, women's sports, things like that.
No, I stand by my policies.
I don't know why. I love this because this is so Joe Biden, where you don't have an answer. Mr. President, what do you say to those who criticize your gender policies? My gender policies? Yeah, you know, like women's bathrooms and equity and sports and all of that. And he looks at him, he's kind of scoured over, and he goes, well, I stand by my policies. Meaning, he doesn't really know what his policies are. Then there's this jewel. So you know how crime is, I mean, right here in Denver, Colorado is number one in auto thefts in the entire country. Colorado is number one in inflation, I think, too. We're number one. We're so damn proud of it. So great. We have a governor who is running for re-election. He's opposed by a Republican, Heidi Gnall. And I want to put up a sign that says, Colorado is not ready to elect a female governor. Signed, Governor Jared Polis. Just because that's what they would say if we were running, right? Yeah. Biden says that when it comes to crime.
Hey, Mr. President, ahead of these midterms, how big of an issue is crime?
How big of an issue is crime, Mr. President? Oh, it's hard to hear. He says, we have a great record on dealing with crime. A great record on dealing with crime? I'll let you judge that one for yourself. Hey, you've been listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So glad to have had you with me. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Snyder loved working in IT, but he wanted more.
I knew I could make more money if I was certified.
His boss encouraged him to go to My Computer Career.
My manager knew that I'd be more valuable.
The experience was top-notch.
I was able to take classes on my laptop. Now I can work from home. You can get into IT within less than a year.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Check out My Computer Career. If I can do it, I know anybody can.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.